First of all, we have to get the Gaddafis. We have to capture him. This is the most important issue for us. The second thing that we need to get some of our frozen money, because the PNC needs this money very badly for the stability and security of the Libyan people, for food, for medical treatment. And the third thing, of course, after the everything in oil in Tripoli, they have to go to Tripoli, to our capital. I think this is the most urgent issue. Besides that, of course, the security issue is very important.
Well, there are concerns that of unifying the country because of the ethnic based Libya consists of. How do you think this can be taken care of?
There is no ethnic problem in Libya. The tribes, they are not political parties. They don't play any political role in the Libyan life since the independence. And this issue is not a concern of any Libyans. We will not see that the Libyan tribe is fighting each other for political issues. No, this is not going to happen. But the tribes, they are more for social events, you know, they are mediating between tribes if there is conflict between them. But for the political life, their role is very small.
Ambassador, there are concerns that there could be retribution of members of Gaddafi's family or as well as members of the government. What do you say to that?
Look, the Gaddafi tribes, they are not all of them enjoying all what this close family of Gaddafi is enjoying in Libya. Don't expect that Gaddafi has a villa and a car and a house. And many of them, they are also living the normal life of Gaddafi. Gaddafi control Libya, and he doesn't discriminate. The only people that he brings them around him, that the people he knows that they can protect him, they can use them to kill the Libyan and abuse them. That's all.
There are also issues of how the NTC can build up institutions of government to ensure they administer the affairs of Libya after the fall of Gaddafi. How do you think this can be addressed?
Yeah, that's maybe it needs some time. I'm sure with the help of the democratic institution in the friendly country, in the United States or in Europe, and they will contribute. And let me tell you, even from the start of the revolution, that there are some American institutions, they're already in contact, they established relation. We need to train our people. Of course, it is 42 years of no democratic practice took place in Libya at all. But it is just a matter of time. I think that we will learn by our experience and by time.
What would be your message to Libyans as well as your fellow Africans in concerning this victory that the National Transitional Council has chalked?
Yeah, my message to Libyans, that I want them to be united. They have to put the priorities in order. They are responsible for to protect this revolution, and they are responsible to protect the democracy when we elected our own government. My message to the African brothers, we are very, very, very sad to see that African role, unfortunately, is not supporting this revolution. They do not realize the suffering of the Libyan people under Gaddafi for 42 years. We're really sad, really sad. Very few African countries, they came out, and like Senegal and like other countries, and they said, they have the courage to say their words. But the rest of them, unfortunately, we are really sad to see their position like that. You know, I want them to support the Libyan revolution. We are brothers. We belong to the same continent. And we have the right to establish our diplomatic, our democratic country and our democratic government. And we need the support of African brothers. Some of African countries, unfortunately, they open the doors for mercenaries to come and kill Libyans. Some other countries, they also cause some problems for us in international organizations. Should not be the case.